Hi, I'm Misty Allen, and I'm the Suicide Prevention Coordinator with the State of Nevada in the Division of Public and Behavioral Health. We ended our grant in 2012, but the state picked up where the grant left off, which was so wonderful that they felt the buy-in of continued support of the Office of Suicide Prevention. So what I'm going to discuss related to communications is cultivating champions across Nevada and in different environmental cultural settings has been crucial to the success and continuation of our grant programs into sustainable suicide prevention efforts. One of the first champions, and she still continues to be one of our major champions, is Christy McGill, who is the director of the Healthy Communities Coalition in a small rural county in Nevada. We connected with Christy after an alarming increase in deaths by suicide in her county. It was impacting first responders, law enforcement, at a great, great level. So they reached out to bring us in and work with their coalition, which is a very vibrant public-private partnership of community entities from the sheriff's department, all the schools, mental health, public health. And they continue every meeting to have at least 50 partners in the room monthly. So we came in 2010 to develop a suicide prevention strategy to address their alarming rates. And the community instantly bought into this strategy, supporting and participating in our gatekeeper trainings, public awareness campaigns, and school-based screenings. So we were hitting the community at many levels to work with this comprehensive strategy locally. At that point, we had Garrett Lee Smith funding that supported our efforts with training and screening. But as the grant wound down in 2012, we found other partners to support their screening efforts. What Christy did is open doors within her county, especially with the school district superintendent and school boards, to the point that they committed to all 18 schools be participatory in the screening programs, middle and high schools. We had all 18 done in the first year. They continue to do that. They're in their third year of screening because they are so bought into the efforts. The coalition has helped us with communicating our messages by making suicide prevention a discussion point at every monthly meeting, even if it's just a brief update on what's happening. And I feel that that's allowed suicide prevention to become a piece of non-traditional settings. And I think currently they seek their own funding to continue this effort. And we really offer our support, our time, our technical assistance, but they are self-sustaining with a competent workforce around suicide prevention. And they have written numerous grants related to youth mental health and improving access for youth and families. My second champion is the First Lady of Nevada, Kathleen Sandoval, who also works as a full-time director of operations for the Children's Cabinet. She already was a champion of youth mental health first aid, but we got connected with her after a press release she sent out December 2011 in response to the national and state increase in youth suicide deaths. At that point, she pledged her commitment to raising awareness and finding resources for mental and behavioral health for our youth. She was a natural champion, as I mentioned, from her work at her nonprofit. And so we connected as she was seeking ways to increase early identification for mental health in youth and suicide, as well as improving access to help families. She offered her team in support of our school-based screenings in this previous rural community. And that included clinical professionals, mental health professionals, and other youth staff to help as the screening team. And the other amazing piece of this, for families that could not afford care, they offered low or no cost mental health counseling for those youth that might have screened positive. After witnessing the success of the screenings, Ms. Sandoval reached out to our school district up here in the north in Reno to build support around school-based screening in Washoe County. In fact, to the point of yesterday, she was meeting with the school district to expand and advance screening efforts, as well as improve upon training school staff. So we are discussing partnering with her staff to become trained trainers as we roll out a new bill that was passed in our last session. SB 164 mandates that all school administrators and boards must be trained in suicide prevention. So we're going to partner at doing that effort statewide. Our third sponsor, well, wonderful champion, is the Adjutant General of the Nevada National Guard, General Burks. The Office of Suicide Prevention was working with the Nevada National Guard chaplains, who are assist applied suicide intervention trained caregivers, in trying to train the entire Guard of Nevada. But we really needed that support from the general. It took a long time, but we got the general to commit to 2 days to participate in the assist training, and he brought 80% of his leadership with him for those 2 days, and it was one of the most phenomenal experiences. He fully participated the entire time, completed role plays, and after that experience said it was one of the best trainings he had ever been in. And so they have supported our efforts for quarterly assist trainings with the Guard in both Las Vegas and the North that we continue to do. And a piece of that sustainability, not only the general communicating his support for these efforts and mandating that his soldiers and airmen participate, he funded train the trainer events for Safe Talk. We were able to train 30 airmen and soldiers as Safe Talk trainers so that they could continue to perpetuate giving Safe Talk skills to their workforce. So how the Office of Suicide Prevention maintains and nurtures these relationships, truly, besides offering our technical assistance and support, we cultivate trainers within these agencies. And what you probably all know from suicide prevention, it is very difficult to find trainers. It's a difficult subject, and if you're not doing this for a living like we do with the Office of Suicide Prevention, we have found people hesitant to get out there and do the training. So we co-train with them and mentor them throughout until they are comfortable with their materials, comfortable with working in their communities or on their bases. And that has led to reaching out when needed, when they need any technical assistance or have ideas for future grants. They know we are here to stand by them and support, not just financially, but literally, emotionally, and physically, to make sure we can get the job done together. And I just really see the benefits growing because they trust the Office of Suicide Prevention to stand by their sides as they communicate their support for these efforts. I think it's also benefited that funding, any little pockets of money that are left over, they send to the Office of Suicide Prevention to support these efforts. So buying training materials, buying screening kits, has been very easy and also adds to the nurturing of these partnerships.